A disclosure made by John Bolton has led to a larger disclosure about U.S. intelligence, American citizens, and U.S. government requests to see who said what. Bolton is nominated to be ambassador to the United Nations, and in confirmation hearings that have turned very contentious, he admitted that on a couple of occasions, maybe a few more, when he was Undersecretary of State, he asked to see the names of Americans whose phone calls or email to foreigners had been picked up by the National Security Agency. In its reports, the NSA withholds the names, but government agencies evidently request them. As Greg Miller of the Los Angeles Times reported this week, the State Department says John Bolton did that at least 10 times, and Greg Miller put that in some context for us. How many such requests were made at the State Department, let's say?
Well, the State Department disclosed that Bolton had made 10 such requests in 4 years in his position, and that these were among some 400 requests that the department as a whole had made. And in trying to learn more about this, other sources have told me that these were just among some 3,000-plus requests that the agency fields every year of this nature.
The National Security Agency. And typically when it receives such a request, the NSA does what?
It appears almost to always comply with these requests and yields or reveals the names to officials who ask for them in almost every case.
I want you to give us some hypothetical examples of what the conversations that would have been the subject of surveillance might be that would be the subject of this sort of request.
Well, let me give you two examples. One, and I think this is at the heart of the question surrounding Bolton, the National Security Agency routinely eavesdrops on the communications of diplomats who are probably frequently speaking with representatives of the United States government. And in those cases, you might be getting transcripts of conversations involving U.S. officials. And this, it appears, is what Bolton has asked for. The raw report that Bolton would see would just say a named U.S. official or named U.S. person, but it wouldn't contain the name. He has to ask for it to get that.
Another case, you said you have two?
Well, another case, and this is one that the outgoing head of the NSA referred to in testimony several years ago, a scenario in which the NSA is monitoring a conversation between two terrorists who mention the name of an American that they wish to harm. In that case, you can see why the NSA would want to distribute that name to law enforcement and make sure that that person is safe.
Who in the government can actually ask? Who can ask the NSA, I'd like to see the name of that American who's simply referred to in that intelligence report?
Well, there's a large number of people who can ask, but it's not unlimited. These are people who have security clearances and who routinely see intelligence reports. That is, these signals intercepts are presented to them on a regular basis. That would include analysts at the CIA, officials in jobs like Bolton's, who are monitoring the activities of other countries and adversaries, and it may also probably include senior officials at the White House. But there are some protections that are built into the system to discourage abuse. Among them is that to ask for a name, an official has to submit that request with his name attached, so that there's going to be a record at the NSA of that person's requests over time, and so that if there's any reason, any cause for suspicion down the road, those can all be examined later.
And there is some legal protection here against initial distribution of the American's name.
Right. The NSA, through laws that were passed in the 1970s to crack down on abuses that were uncovered by Congress, is not supposed to eavesdrop on the conversations of Americans, except in rare cases where it can demonstrate to a special court that the American in question or U.S. resident in question could be a terrorist or an agent of a foreign government. And so it withholds these names from its initial reports to protect American identities. So government officials then have to ask for these blanks to be filled in.
Now, if the requests to fill in those blanks number in the thousands, I assume the number of such conversations must be at least in the tens of thousands.
Oh, much, much higher than that, I think. I mean, well, the NSA monitors billions of conversations around the world. I mean, they're monitoring emails, electronic communications of all types, cellular phone conversations, satellite phone conversations, landline conversations. The volume is staggering. Some portion of them are conversations that either mention Americans or in which an American is on one end of the line. And General Hayden, the head of the NSA, has testified publicly that one of the challenges is separating the wheat from the chaff here.
Well, Greg Miller, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Greg Miller is national security correspondent for the Los Angeles Times.